Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, in the third Sunday of Lent, we have Jesus getting very heated. He is angry at those who have turned the temple of his Father's house into a marketplace, and it is a very visual scene as Jesus makes a whip out of some cord, drove them out of the temple, including the animals, and knocked down the tables of the money changers. Now that's pretty angry if you ask me. But then the disciples remember the words of Scripture, Psalm 69, says, "Zeal for your house will consume me." Now on a very basic reading, you can see that Jesus is going to be very zealous for the temple. But at the same time, zeal for the temple will also lead to his downfall. It will lead to his consumption, meaning his death. Now, zeal is actually quite a fun word in Greek. It comes from zelos, which is a onomatopoeia, that is, when a word actually mimics the sound of the object. So, if I said zelololololo very fast, the Greeks understood it as sounding like water being brought to the boil, in other words, boiling water. So you hear that zelos, zelololo. Zeal, therefore, is meant to connote like an intense passion that is analogous to water so hot that is brought up to the boil. So when the disciples remember Psalm 69, citing the line, "Zeal for your house will consume me," the psalm itself is actually a psalm of anguish in persecution. And this is literally what happens to him in the crucifixion. And it teaches us something about what it means to be zealous or passionate. A zealous person, therefore, is not some happy, clappy person who puts on a smile when sharing the gospel. Rather, someone with zeal is someone who boils for the Father's house, sharing in Jesus' own passion. In one of St. Paul's letters, he exhorts us to never flag in zeal, or better yet, never stop boiling, because through our zeal we share the disposition of Christ himself in laying down his life for us. So let's go back to that line for a second. Zeal for your house will consume me. It's also a kind of very multivalent image because it has that sense of consumption, because it has a kind of Eucharistic valence. Because when we consume him in the Eucharist, we are consuming the temple, because as he will say at the end of this gospel, he was speaking of the sanctuary that was his body. So there is a connection between boiling zeal and the Eucharist. And if you have any doubts about that, perhaps I'll leave you with a teaser for your own contemplation. That boiling is not just an image of heated emotion in the Bible, but the act of boiling is actually connected to liturgy, because when you read the book of Leviticus especially, it was prescribed that the flesh of the sacrificial animal was boiled during the temple sacrifices. So as we approach the midway point of Lent, let us follow the words of St. Paul to never flag in zeal or never stop boiling, that we may not turn our faith into a marketplace full of distractions, that ultimately we may find that zeal for the Eucharist, for the temple that is the body of Christ. Let us pray. O God, author of every mercy and of all goodness, who in fasting, prayer, and almsgiving have shown us a remedy for sin, look graciously on this confession of our lowliness, that we who are bowed down by our conscience may always be lifted up by your mercy. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.